Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you each week by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. They do have Saturday hours, 8 till noon, right there on the south side for all your parts. Or maybe you want to check out those utility trailers or enclosed trailers, a good selection right now at Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Well, let's begin. Some comments from USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, talking about the nation's food security and how big of a concern it is. He made an appearance at the Teachers College at Columbia University in New York here this week. And Vilsack says the agency is also concerned about nutrition security as we move ahead.
What is nutrition security? We know what food security means. We know what it means in terms of being able to provide folks sufficient resources to be able to go to the grocery store and be able to buy what they need to feed their family. But what does it mean to be nutritionally secure? Well, I think it means a consistent access, not a once in a while, but a consistent access to food that's obviously healthy, as well as safe and affordable. Food that is designed to provide optimal health benefits and the well-being of those consuming it.
He says the nutrition security concerns grew during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We learned from this pandemic the linkage between nutrition security and health. It was surprising to me, and maybe it was surprising to some of you, that two-thirds of the COVID-related hospitalizations that occurred and are occurring have been related to obesity, diabetes, hypertension, heart failure. These are all diet-related conditions. Stated another way, poor nutrition is connected to the leading cause of illnesses that take over 600,000 lives every year.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, he also says a diet-related diseases don't just affect individual health. They also have an economic and financial cost.
There's an economic cost to poor nutrition. Just take diabetes. Just one. $147 billion. That's roughly equivalent to the entire budget of the Department of Agriculture on just one diet-related disease. And don't take into consideration the loss of productivity, the loss of quality of life connected to diet-related diseases. So COVID was essentially a wake-up call.
Vilsack finally says the agency is taking steps to integrate nutrition security into its food support programs.
I mentioned the review of the Thrifty Food Plan. Part of the reason we did this is that we surveyed folks, and what we found was that at the end of the month, the people who were receiving supplemental nutrition assistance, at the end of the month, they were making tough decisions. They weren't in a position financially to be able to decide whether or not to buy that fruit and vegetable that they knew they wanted to buy but couldn't. So we looked at the Thrifty Food Plan and we increased it. We're looking for ways to improve the WIC package, constantly looking at ways in which we take the science and make sure that we expand and change and transform that WIC package and expand the knowledge and awareness of WIC so that more who are qualified for the program participate in the program, and when they do, that they have a wide range within this package that exposes them to fruits and vegetables that they might not otherwise ever know.
USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, as he was speaking this week in New York at Columbia University. Some other news here this morning on your Central Minnesota Farm Program. Yeah, this coming week as well, National Egg Day officially on Tuesday. We'll be doing some coverage all week long regarding National Egg Day. Our coverage here locally brought to you by Lake Henry Implement, Kramer Lumber in Melrose, Napa in Melrose, Melrose Implement, Ernson Construction, St. Rosa Lumber, and Center Dairy. And this week, there's an event in Washington, D.C., and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers will highlight the technology and innovation in American agriculture on the National Mall for National Egg Day. Fellow farm broadcaster Michael Clements has more details.
AEM's Celebration of Modern Agriculture on the National Mall, set for Monday, March 21st and Tuesday, March 22nd, will take place outside USDA headquarters. Nick Tindall, AEM Senior Director of Regulatory Affairs, says the event allows policymakers to learn about agriculture.
Sustainability, climate smart ag is just a really increasingly important topic in Washington, D.C., and we're doing this so we can show folks, both the general public, influencers, and policymakers, that technology and agriculture is a good thing.
The slogan of the event is Innovation Enables Sustainability. Tindall says the technology driving sustainability will be on display.
Every year, farmers refine and get better at what we do, and technology and science is a key part of that. So we've got some really innovative sprayer technologies with AI-driven targeting. We have an autonomous prototype planter, a run-row fully autonomous planter that's going to take it to the next level. We have great displays on the latest and greatest in not just gene technology, but showing how those plants have evolved across millennia.
He says innovation and technology is key to the sustainable future of American agriculture.
So it's almost cliche to say that farmers were the first conservationists. I'm a farm kid from Iowa. My family farm's been in it for generations. And I know my grandfather and my father, no one cared more about the land than they do. And they want to do it right so that the next generation can do it better. And you're just not going to be able to feed 9 billion people in the world of 2050 without the technology, because the technology is what makes it sustainable. Producing more food on less land with less water, less energy, and other critical inputs.
Tindall says the event gives policymakers and the general public a chance to see what it takes to grow farm products today.
I want them to come and just see what the reality is of modern production agriculture. A lot of folks have this idealistic view of farming being a very simple operation, but you come here and you'll see that it's a data-driven computer operation, precision application, other great sciences that all go into feeding people, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And outside of the defense industry, there isn't a sector that's more technologically intensive than American production agriculture.
Tindall hopes lawmakers learn how important technology and innovation is to family farms.
I think what they don't understand is that it's still a family business. Farms have gotten bigger, and that's why the equipment's gotten bigger. But at the end of the day, these are still family operations that in many cases go back several generations, and that we're able to do that, and they're able to stay competitive because of technology and the innovations that will be on display.
Learn more from AEM at newsroom.aem.org. Michael Clements reporting.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. And we'll have coverage regarding a National Agriculture Day on Tuesday. We'll feature some week-long segments. Our coverage brought to you by Lake Henry Implement, Melrose Implement, Napa in Melrose, Kramer Lumber, Melrose, Arnson Construction, St. Rosa Lumber, and Center Dairy. Monday, we'll talk to Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson. On Tuesday, Deputy Commissioner Andrea Vauble will join us. Midweek Wednesday, Assistant Commissioner Patrice Bailey will join us. He'll talk about some work with emerging farmers and the new ag license plate that's going to benefit Minnesota FFA and Minnesota 4-H. Thursday, Brad Redlin, he'll join us and discussing the 1 million acre goal for the ag water quality certification program and also the program's new irrigator endorsement. And Friday, Meg Moynihan, she'll be joining us discussing rural mental health and the work we're doing with our Bend Don't Break initiative, which was funded through USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture Awards. So we'll be visiting with the folks from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture coming up this week, National Ag Day on Tuesday, but we'll do segments each and every day highlighting National Agriculture Day. And there you go. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this week. It's brought to you each and every Saturday morning by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon.